Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines in order. There are people on the line, starting with Gary of Whitefish Bay, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Gary of Whitefish Bay?
Hello. Yes, thanks for taking my call. My comment is about the January 6th hearing. I've been asking the men at work and the women at work their thoughts on it. And
you're breaking up, Gary. Like, if you're on a speaker, I wonder if you could take it off speaker. I'm having difficulty hearing you.
I don't think I can. I'm driving.
Okay, go ahead. We'll do our best.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was just wondering, it doesn't seem to be as much interest in the January 6th hearings as, for instance, I work a lot, so I can't watch. But doesn't seem like anyone at my work is paying much attention to it. And someone said that the viewership is way low, considerably low, compared to what I would have expected. Do you think that it's a done deal and Trump will be going to prison? Or do you think that there's no interest? I can't believe there's not as much interest in this. He's a criminal.
You know, that's a good point. Let me address that. Actually, that's something that people spread on social media. And as you know, much of what you see on social media was put on there by Russians, Chinese, or the Iranians. I'm not saying all of it, but some. But this particular one is, and you're talking about people you know at work, which I respect. But first of all, the ratings for the first one hearing. That aired on prime time were 20 million people. Now you get 20 million people to watch any show. And that was intense interest. When it's not aired in prime time, in other words, in the evening, when it's aired, say at noon, it dropped to 10 million. But you know, people in the business, I represented a TV station, a radio station for a long time. If you had any show that at noon got 10 million people to watch it, you have hit a grand slam home run. You know, we're not talking the Super Bowl here. Today, there's another one, fifth one. Check the time. The latest time I saw was 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, but you're going to want to check that. I think there certainly is interest on the part of the 20 million people first time and 10 million after that. The last one's also going to be aired in prime time, and that will get close to 20 million as well. So what do we make of all this? No, I don't think that the fix is in. I don't think that there's certainly going to be anybody who is certainly going to be prosecuted or certainly not going to be prosecuted. But remember, the Republicans had a chance to put five members on this committee. And there would have been 10, five Democrats, five Republicans, and no subpoenas could have issued without one Republican picked by Kevin McCarthy to issue it. They could have stonewalled this thing. He insisted on giving five names. Two of them had been in on the coup. Jim Jordan had met in the White House with Trump. He was in on the coup. So Pelosi said to McCarthy, well, listen, I'll take three of your people, even though I don't like them. But these two, for God's sake, you don't have the burglar sitting as a judge in his own trial for burglary. And McCarthy wouldn't back down. All he had to do was pick two conservative people who had not been in on the coup. And they could have changed the whole direction of this thing. Donald Trump has now attacked McCarthy, not by name, but saying whoever made the decision, to have no Republicans on there other than Kinzinger and other than Liz Cheney really hurt the party. There is a story going around in certainly Republican circles that nobody cares. That's the Fox point of view. Fox did not air the first one in prime time. They were afraid to air it because their people would have watched it. And there was a fascinating study done where a group of Fox people, avid Fox viewers, were paid $100 to watch CNN for a month and not Fox. And they did. At the end of them, a lot of them said, you know, I'm still a conservative Republican, but, you know, I think there are two sides to the story. People who only watch Fox are like only watching Russian state TV and radio. So what's my view of it? My view of it is that there is interest. Nobody could have seen Shay Moss and Ruby Friedman the other day. Those magnificent women who were, Ruby Friedman, the mother, was told by the FBI to leave her house and sleep on a couch in friends' houses because she could be killed. There's violence threatened out there, Gary. I think people are interested in that. It is going to have an impact. And more are people in Trump's inner circle are going, Trump may not be electable. Anybody who watches that, even a Republican, is going to say, we can do better than this. Thanks for calling. Dick of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
Two things from Arizona. The gal running for governor, she'd probably just secede from the union, then she wouldn't have to pay any attention to federal laws, right?
Right.
But also back out there, proof that something is in the water in Arizona. I don't know if you remember when I talked to you earlier in the week when I said that Bowers would vote for Trump again. He was asked yesterday, and he said he would. This
no, you're right.
Certifiable.
Madison is absolutely right. Rusty Bowers, this is the guy who goes, my faith, you know, my oath, and all this kind of stuff. And everybody got a tear in his eye. I did not get a tear in my eye. I've seen a lot of politicians. I've seen a lot of Republicans. And I'll tell you, you know how you can tell if a Republican has a glass eye. It's the one with the tear in it. Okay? Rusty Bowers sat there. I didn't believe a word he said. I think he kind of realized he was in deep doo-doo. He had, to his credit, stood up to Trump, largely because he was chicken. You know, he kept saying, give me some evidence, saying, get the heck out of here. Pence is the same way. Pence is not a saint. Rusty Bowers is not a saint. Now the idiot comes out today. Carrie Lake, by the way, Dick, attacked him for testifying against Trump, and he got scared, and his measly little crummy assembly seat, he thought he might not get back, and he might not be speaker anymore. So, folks, he did come out, Dick is right, yesterday, and go, I will vote for Trump again. And I got to say, okay, time out. Okay. Here's a guy who threatened you. He had Giuliani threaten you. He had a mob come to your house. You testified, and there was not a dry eye in the room, how your daughter was dying of cancer and died 3 days after January 20th, 3 days after Biden was gaveled in. And she was blameless and a good person. And you had people around your house. This is Rusty Bauer going, with big TV screens on flatbeds that said, Bauer is a pederast, Bauer is a felon, and getting death threats to your family, okay? Now, let me tell you something. I've supported every Democratic presidential nominee in my lifetime. I'm a Democrat. I was the chairman of the party. But if any one of them had done that when I was the party chairman, calling up, Matt, I need you to tip the votes, the electoral vote, you know, when we used to have the majority in the legislature, and just crookedly turn it. I would not have said, give me evidence. I have two eyes I can read, and I have two ears I can hear. There is no evidence. I say, get out of here. But then if the guy threatens me to kill me, and God forbid I had a family member dying of cancer who was put through the agony of seeing her father in the last stages of her life being vilified like this, and then he runs again, I got news for everybody out there, and I think a lot of you would feel the same way I do. That guy ain't getting my vote, okay? He's not getting my vote. Rusty Bowers is a fake, but he did stand up to Trump, not because he has a sense of morality or his faith or his oath or any of this business. It's because he was chicken, just like Pence. Pence called Dan Quayle, said, can I get away with it? Said, no. Rusty Bauer looked around and said, I can't do it. And he came on, and he looked like that painting, the Grant Wood painting of the guy with the pitchfork and the wife with the dour look and the gingham dress and, you know, baloney. I'm getting worked up. We're going to break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.